And welcome back into GameDaySportsRadio.com Morning Blitz, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, over 1,000 locations nationwide. Firehouse Subs, the hero of all subs. Boji Wood with you on a rainy morning over in Atlanta, Georgia, right south of Atlanta, Georgia, in the suburbs. Want to bring in Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out of Las Vegas, but man, he's traveling today, and we've got him on his cell phone. Mike, can you hear us okay?
I can, Coach. How are you doing this morning?
Doing very well. I know you're on a limited time schedule this morning. Let's go ahead and get right into the top 10 recap. Number 10, Ohio State, sitting at 9-1. Got by number 18, Michigan State, 26-6. Take on Maryland this Saturday.
Yeah, they're a 14 or 14.5 point favorite on the road at Maryland. And Maryland's starting quarterback is out for the year. He tore his ACL for the second straight season.
West Virginia moves to 8-1 on the year. They trounce TCU 47-10. Big game in Stillwater versus Oklahoma State this Saturday.
Right. The question is, Oklahoma State, do they have anything left in the tank? But West Virginia is only a 4.5 or 5-point favorite in that game.
Number 8, Washington State, the Pac-12's only hope to have any consideration for the playoffs. They're 9-1. They're going to have to win out. They did a good job at Colorado last week, 31-7. They host Arizona this week.
Yeah, they're still not getting a whole lot of respect from odds makers. They're only a 9 or 10-point favorite at home versus Arizona, and of course, they have the Big Apple Cup coming up as well.
The only two-loss team in the top 10, number 7, LSU. They got by Arkansas 24-17. They were in control of this game until Arkansas scored a couple of late touchdowns to kind of narrow the score. And LSU was on the one-yard line, could have scored several times going in, chose not to. This week, it's a breather. LSU host Rice.
Yeah, and you never know. I know that LSU chances of getting in the top four aren't great, but you got to finish games. And those two late touchdowns and not scoring, when the committee gets together at the end, they're only going to see the final score. This week, they play Rice, 36-point favorite.
Number 6, Oklahoma, 9-1. Last week, it was Bedlam against Oklahoma State, and it was Bedlam. The Sooners escaped 48-47 when the Cowboys missed on a 2-point conversion late in the game. This week, the Sooners, they host Kansas.
Yeah, Kansas is bad, but they are better than most years. But I need to correct myself. LSU is a 42-point favorite over Rice. It's Oklahoma that's a 36-point favorite this week against the Jayhawks.
Number 5, Georgia. They got by Auburn 27-10 in the Deep South's oldest rivalry. This week, Georgia gets a breather as they tune up for Georgia Tech. UMass comes to Athens.
Yeah, Bulldogs opened as a 45-point favorite. They're now down to 41. They should take care of business easily and be able to rest the starters.
Michigan still at 9-1. Smash Rutgers 42-7. This week, they take on Indiana before that big game against Ohio State.
That's right. Michigan beat Rutgers 42-7 and did not cover. That's how big a favorite they were. This week they play Indiana. They're favored by 28 over the Hoosiers.
Number 3, Notre Dame keeps rolling on. Last week they demolished Florida State 42-13. This Seminole team looks like they've thrown in the towel. This week should be the Irish's toughest test to get to the playoffs. They take on number 12 Syracuse at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, and this is a Notre Dame home game, as was the Navy game played in San Diego. Irish, about a 10-point favorite in this game. Syracuse is capable. They played Clemson as close as anyone.
Speaking of Clemson, number 2 Clemson, they go to Boston College last week. A lot of people, including myself, thought this game may be closer. However, Anthony Brown, Boston College quarterback, went out the second series of the game. The only points that Boston College was able to generate was off a punt return. 27-7, Tigers win. This week, they host Duke.
Yeah, Duke's not a bad team, but they're getting 28 points. Clemson's dominating the ACC, and they should win this game handily.
Number one, Alabama, 24-0 over Mississippi State. The first time that Alabama has ever shut out ranked teams back-to-back. This week, the Citadel comes to T-Town.
Yep, Alabama's a 51-point favorite. The only question here is injuries and how much rest the starters get.